is Ray McDonald. I've got all the hits for you right after this news break on VOA 1.
I'm Tommy McNeil reporting millions of Americans would lose medical insurance under a Republican plan to dismantle Obamacare. That's according to the nonpartisan U.S. Congressional Budget Office on Monday in a report that dealt a potential setback to President Trump's first major legislative initiative. The eagerly awaited CBO report forecasts that 14 million more people would be uninsured in 2018, 24 million more in 2026, if the plan being considered in the House of Representatives were adopted. President Trump plans to quiz German Chancellor Angela Merkel about her experience dealing with Russian President Vladimir Putin when the chancellor visits the White House later this week. The meeting, originally scheduled for Tuesday, will instead be held on Friday due to a snowstorm. A senior administration official said that Mr. Trump would be very interested to get the chancellor's insights as he prepares to engage the Kremlin leader. The CBO will also be estimating the cost of the Republican plan for the federal government, which would augur well for the Trump repeal efforts if it suggests that changes in the Obama law would save the government money over the next 10 years. Republicans especially want to overturn the Obamacare provision that all Americans buy insurance or pay a penalty if they do not. Also, they all want to offer low-income Americans tax credits to buy insurance, but over the next few years, curtail government spending on health care for poorer Americans, leaving individuals to pay more out of their own pockets for the medical bills than under the current law. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Scotland's First Minister took a step closer Monday to breaking up the United Kingdom by announcing she intends to begin the legal process of holding a new independence referendum for Scott. In last year's Brexit vote, Scots voted by a 62-38 margin to remain in the EU. After the vote, Sturgeon said Brexit constituted a significant and material change of the circumstances, thereby justifying a second independence referendum. She said Britain's Conservative Prime Minister Theresa May had failed to consult Scotland before deciding on a hard break with the EU, which will see Britain not only end its political membership in the European bloc, but also see it exit European single market with major economic consequences.
Not automatically, because by leaving the UK, it will also leave NATO. But of course, it's absolutely possible to apply for membership and then the Allies would then decide whether any new independent entity or state will become a part of NATO.
And Turkish leaders also wanted to campaign in the Netherlands on behalf of Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan, but the Dutch Prime Minister Mark Rutte has objected, and in the meantime there have been demonstrations.
Turkish pro-government newspapers Monday published photos of police dogs biting demonstrators, with one headline reading, "Nazi Dogs." Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan has repeatedly called the Dutch government Nazis for preventing two of his ministers from speaking at a rally for ethnic Turks in support of an April referendum to extend presidential powers. Political columnist Semih Adiz of Al Monitor website says the dispute has reached unprecedented levels.
I think it is very serious because words and remarks have been exchanged that have never been exchanged before.
Despite Erdogan's tough rhetoric, no concrete steps have been taken. Dorian Jones of VOA News, Istanbul.
Somali militant group Al-Shabaab has claimed the responsibility for a two-car bomb blast in Mogadishu Monday that killed six people. Witnesses say the first bomb went off outside a hotel, an establishment often used by government officials, businessmen, and guests. The second explosion targeted the military base in the Somali capital and killed one person. Al-Shabaab, which has ties with Al-Qaeda, has often targeted Mogadishu hotels and restaurants in its campaign to bring down the Somali government and install a strict Islamist state. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.